Hey everybody, what's going on? It's your good guy here, Prince Onyx. Now, before we get into this episode, or while we're in the midst of this episode, I just want to say, I know you've probably been wondering, how does he do it? Just gets up, fires up that mic, talks to us, and then disappears, comes back, does it again and again. Well, that is thanks to Spotify for Podcasters. Yes, Spotify for Podcasters is the free app, mind you, F-R-E-E, free app for you to use, where you can create your own podcast. You can edit it, you can do the intros, the outros, add music, have your listeners give you responses via voice messages, and all kinds of things, as well as they distribute your podcast to Spotify and Apple Podcasts and wherever else podcasts are available. So, if you're ready to start something where you can also, before I forget, you can make money off of your podcast. Yes, you sure can. You can make money off of your podcast as well because, I mean, inflation is, you know, it's higher than a tank of gas during the Bush administration, and that's both the Bushes, so come on. The rent is not renting like it used to. The money is not moneying like it used to, so who doesn't want some extra funds to either play with or to save, you know, and store like some walnuts with as if you are a squirrel, whatever the case is. You want to create a podcast, you have a story to tell, you have some words of wisdom that you would like to share, this is the platform to do it. So go ahead and download Spotify for Podcasters, and you'll be glad that you did it. Again, it is F-R-E-E, free. You can edit your podcast and all that good stuff in one place, be it on your phone, your tablet, your laptop, all that, okay? So go ahead and do that, because you know you want to. You want to push your story out there just like I'm doing. And now we can go ahead and get back to the show. Peace. Hello, and welcome to the Royal Hour Podcast, hosted by the one and only Prince Onyx. Join me on a daily to weekly basis with the Royal Court and I as we delve deep into a wide range of topics. From entertainment to politics, both professional and streetwise, to personal stories of things that we've experienced. From dating troubles to family drama and even our own tea that'll get spilled. All from a Chicago perspective that at times can be viewed as worldly. You can find us on Anchor FM, Apple Podcasts, and more. This is a show that you don't want to miss. Thanks for tuning in. All right, and welcome back to the Royal Hour Podcast with your good guy here, Prince Onyx. Man, look, okay, this episode, I apologize for the delay. It was supposed to come out today. This is Thursday, February 22nd, which 222, the portal is open for manifestations, all that good stuff. I hope you guys have been manifesting, bringing in new things, better things, such as a relationship, better finances, better job, career, whatever, manifesting and bringing in good things for yourself. You know what I'm saying? Because the portal is open and it's very powerful. Numerology, astrology, spirituality. This is real. The power that we, especially my melanated folks, my black folks, okay, this is for the niggas, strictly for the niggas. This is for the niggas, the real niggas. Okay, this is the power that we're supposed to be tapped into, but we're so many of us are trapped in the matrix that we tend to forget, you know, that we have power within, you know what I'm saying? But that's another conversation for maybe later on in this episode or another episode, who knows? But, you know, this is a very special day. But anyway, apologize for the delay, you guys. This episode was supposed to come out today, but yesterday, Wednesday, which was the 21st, I honestly was not feeling good emotionally. As those of you guys may know, I finally have, you know, been grieving that relationship with the magician that I was trying to ignore since I was, you know, 3 weeks sober leading up to my 29th birthday, which was, yeah, February 8th. And so, you know, I was trying to avoid it, and now that I am finally, you know, feeling it, you know, feeling my emotions, acknowledging my emotions, and moving through my emotions, I am in the grieving phase. So, you know, I have my good days, I have my not so good days, I have my good weeks, my not so good weeks, and also because tomorrow is a full moon, mind you, so god damn, it's a full moon in Virgo, it's a lot, you know, a lot of releasing, a lot of epiphanies, a lot of realizations, and all of that stuff. So I was really not in the best of spaces, and I didn't want to come on here on the mic and give you guys a shitty episode. Like, if the episode has to be delayed by a day or two, I'm okay with that, because I want to make sure I'm giving you guys quality. Because again, this podcast has gone through a journey. You know, it started off as an audio diary when I was really, you know, in a very painful place, and I was able to turn that around eventually and turn it into the platform that I always wanted it to be, that I thought about when I first conceptualized this whole entire thing in my head, you know. But hey, life has a funny way of coming at you, and you know, life be lifing, as we say. And especially because I'm also going through my Saturn return, so it's like I'm getting challenged left and right. And what I am doing, though, with these challenges is that I'm still showing up for myself, therefore showing up for you all. Like, I don't give a damn if only 9 people listen to this shit, 10, 12, 13, 14, 15, 20, 30, 50. You know, I don't give a damn. But the people who do listen, those of you guys who do tune in, thank y'all. Seriously. Because sometimes I do wonder, damn, am I doing good enough? Am I doing enough? Am I talking too fast? Which I do have a tendency to do that. So I try to work on that. Am I being too overly emotional? Am I pouring too much? Am I doing too much? Do I need to scale back and dial back and all of that? You know what I'm saying? So I thank y'all so much for tuning in, because it means a lot. So I thank y'all for tuning in. Thank y'all for being so understanding and patient with your good guy, Prince Onyx. Because, baby, when I tell you, I've been going through it, okay? Going through it. But anyway, we're going to go ahead and dive right on into the topic. So let me talk to my black gay man, right? Let me talk to y'all for like 5, maybe 10, 15 minutes. Let's talk. So there is on Twitter this page called Wave of Supreme. They're basically, honestly, they're like a gay shade room, Wendy Williams put together, Neighborhood Talk, who else? There's that other page on Instagram, Spiritual World. Basically, they're a blog that just likes to start shit, basically, a page that starts shit. So, there's this video that they have posted of these two, I want to say they are heterosexual men, because I, you know, they didn't drop an at in this caption, so I don't know who they are, to be honest with you, and don't really care to know who these guys are. But anyway, these two guys, they meet up at the one guy's apartment. They, you know, dap each other up, then they go head to the gym and work out, and they're bonding. They're having a good time, right? So, this page, Wave of Supreme, thought to say this in the caption. Say they homies, but I know a DL couple when I see one. With the eye emoji looking like, you know what I'm saying? Like looking over to the left. Ooh, you know what I'm saying? And then there's people talking about, oh, this is a secret vacation, pretending to be wellness / lifestyle content, which, okay, my mutual homie, that's your tweet I just read, which, come on, bro. But anyway, we've talked, so we good. Another mutual using a picture of Reba pointing like, oh, I know that's right. You know, and then it's like some other, let me see. Because there was somebody else who said something about like, oh, mask for mask. Then somebody else saying it was something else. God damn it. I'm trying to find it. Damn it. It was something else that somebody had said. I'm really trying to find it, y'all. It was something about, oh, this is a soft launch. This is how DL dudes soft launch their relationships, which the whole point of being DL is that you want to be able to go out in the streets and nobody knows that you're DL, which... Let me pivot from that right quick. Pause for the cause. Let me pivot. Niggas know that y'all are gay. Okay? Niggas know that y'all are gay. Your families know that you are gay. They know. Because if you are bringing, first of all, if you are bringing the same homeboy, you know, the same homie to the cookout for the last 5 to 10, 15, 20 motherfucking years, everybody knows y'all are fucking. Because it's like, damn, they, even if you bring other friends, whatever, but it's that one guy that is consistently always there. Come on now. They know what's up. They know what's up. You're the one who's caught up in the delusion of the whole DL fantasy and being discreet and all of this shit that you can't see that it's like, yo, they know and they don't really care. Unless they've been violently homophobic towards you. They don't care. If anything, they probably all wondering, damn, when is Johnny going to figure this shit out? When is Rodney going to get his shit together and just own up to who he is? Which, you know, you don't have to necessarily do it for them. But they're more so wondering, when are you going to do it for your goddamn self? Because it's like, okay, the same dude showing up from the cookouts in the summertime to Thanksgiving and Christmas dinner and stuff like that. It's like, bruh, we know. And don't let y'all have also been roommates for damn near 10, 15, 20 years. It's like, bruh, we know. Because if they know about the auntie who got the one homegirl, the one roommate for the last 25, 30 years, bruh, they know that you're one of the girls. They know. But anyway, so, yeah, it's just because motherfuckers really be thinking that they don't nobody know. And it's like, bro, people know. They just don't. Thankfully, more people are starting to, like, not care and try to actively come at you and, you know, attack you for it. It's just like, hey, okay, they're gay, whatever. It's the, damn, they don't want to admit it. That probably has people like, okay, they got some issues to work out. But the issues stem from the societal pressures to, you know, Black men cannot explore their sexuality. If a Black man has curiosities, if he wants to explore his sexuality with a homeboy, a college roommate, or hell, even, you know, if we're in high school, you know what I'm saying? Like, if we're in high school and you and your homeboy are experimenting after gym class or after basketball practice or some shit like that, and it's just between y'all, nobody knows. But you realize later on, it's like, okay, I'm not really interested in a man like that. It was a curiosity. You know, you should be able to just live your life how you want to live it. But people would rather box you in and be like, nah, you gay because, oh my God, you kissed a dude one time. What the fuck? Da, 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 da. And it's like, okay, but a girl does it. Like, women get way more freedom. It's crazy how women get certain freedoms, but men don't. That shit is crazy. Like, a girl could literally eat out her best friend. Her best friend, her homegirl, and it's no problem. She's not, you know, labeled as, oh, girl, you just a lesbian, whatever. You're not bisexual or, you know, whatever. But a man, because people still believe that a man can't be bisexual. Either you're one or the other. Why is that? Why is that? The erasure of bisexual men, even. Like, what the fuck? Like, seriously, society really is ass backwards, yo. But anyway, getting back to the point. With these two homeboys who, you know, were working out, whatever, and went to the gym and was dressed to the nines and, you know, whatever, heading out where they was heading out by the end of the video. Because they were also conversing before they had headed out to the gym. They were, like, making protein shakes, eating some fruit, whatever, and just, you know, chatting and talking, having a good time, then got in the car, went to the gym. So Lamar, I don't know how to say the rest of your name, sir. But anyway, so Lamar had quoted Wave of Supreme and said, "It amazes me to see how my very own Black gay community perpetuates homophobic narratives. It is so fucking hard to believe two Black straight men can have a very close relationship. I see this all the time. I see this all the time. All the fucking time. Like, damn, man, why are y'all so fucking exhausting?" And I gotta say, I do agree with him. Because we keep perpetuating, here's the thing, societal pressures that men and women keep perpetuating on men, in particular Black men, is why the DL man is still alive and thriving when that motherfucker should have been put in the coffin a long time ago. But this motherfucker is still up and kicking. Why? Because you got a lot of the girls who this is a fantasy for them. Oh, I want that DL nigga, the nigga that don't nobody know that fuck niggas. Baby, they know. They just don't give a fuck. I'm telling you, they know. They just don't give a fuck. Hell, ask my ex the magician. Ask that motherfucker the magician, because he's fucking on somebody who's never going to amount to shit. But because he's, you know, undetectable. Oh, he's not clockable or whatever. Like, fuck you, nigga. Anyway, like I was saying, like, I agree with what Lamar was saying, that it's like, it is exhausting that we keep perpetuating this shit. It's those of y'all who like this whole fantasy with the DL nigga, when it's like, okay, a real DL nigga is not trying to be recorded. So all this OnlyFans content that you girls be making, talking about, oh, I'm fucking DL trade. A DL nigga does not want to be recorded. So them ski masks that y'all be wearing, nigga, that's just a nigga who's gay, who's buying into the DL fantasy. But then y'all also are the same ones who kick up and keep up this whole thing of gay for pay. The amount of thousands upon thousands that are invested in the DL fantasy and in the gay for pay fantasy, only for y'all to end up getting butthurt when these same men, these straight men, or if they are bisexual or whatever, they turn around and let y'all know, hey, I ain't with that gay shit. Y'all be so fucking butthurt. Y'all be so butthurt, but y'all still pour money into them because it's this weird psychotic, it's this weird Stockholm syndrome. It's this, oh, I'm still going to love you. I'm still going to chase after you and lust after you, even though you don't want shit to do with me, right? But again, we keep perpetuating this bullshit of, oh, they gotta be fucking. Because ain't no way these two dudes, ain't no way that they're not having relations. Why is it so important for y'all to know that? Why is it that these two guys can't just be homies who's hanging out? Like, you have to make it make sense for me. For me and everybody else involved. But the problem is that, when you try to introduce logic in a conversation where logic has no place, or it doesn't have a good standing, or, it's not being put up on a pedestal, because hormones and illogical thinking are always going to be put on a pedestal before logic can ever, tie its shoes together and run out the door. This is where we have this problem. This is where we have this problem where people feel like, they got to be screwing. Why? Why can't they just be two homeboys who are hanging out and they make content? You know what I'm saying? Like, we make fun of men's mental health, especially black men, right? We make fun of it. But the danger in that is that we are robbing them of being able to just have what everybody else can have, which are concrete, solid friendships. You feel what I'm saying? Concrete, solid. I'm pretty sure most of you are familiar with the line from the Notorious B.I.G., "Black and ugly as ever, however." So I'm here to tell you about Black and Ugly, a clothing line where the phrase itself is an oxymoron and it is not everything that you think. Rather, it's everything you think it's not. Here at Black and Ugly, you are going to find unique pieces of clothing, from hats to hoodies to sweatpants to camouflage pants to backpacks to little pins that you can put on your backpack as well as your clothing, down to jackets, hockey shirts, so on and so forth. And mind you, this is not your typical average wear. No, this is wearable art created by a black woman for the people, by the people. This is like FUBU 2.0. Black and Ugly, it's everything that you think it's not. Be sure to head on over there and let them know that the Royal Hour, Prince Onyx, sent you. And concrete, solid friendships. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Royal Hour podcast with your good guy here, Prince Onyx. So getting back to the point with the whole DL man fiasco, we got to let that shit go. And again, there are gay guys who will keep defending the shit and say some of the most ignorant, outrageous shit, like, oh, it is what it is. Excuse me, ain't shit change, y'all need to get used to it, blah, 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 blah. Like, this one guy, this one idiot said, oh, y'all say anything just to get noticed, as if, it's not 2024, like, that shit ain't gonna still happen, and shit, it may have changed 10 years ago, but niggas ain't doing everything. But I don't know what this nigga was talking about. Like, I need a lot of y'all to go back to English and comprehension, seriously. I need a lot of y'all to go back to English and comprehension, because for you to say, and I quote, now I'm going to try to like read this and make as much sense of it as I can. So for you, Mr. NYC Finest Libra, to say, laughing my ass off, y'all say shit just to get noticed, as if we not in 2024. Shit had changed 10 years ago, yes, but today no niggas are not doing this. Nigga, you're gay, and gays don't do this and still fuck on each other as friends. Like, ugh, I hate y'all gays that want to be seen like you obviously oblivious, because I'm like, what the fuck is this nigga saying? I had to catch the word. Y'all niggas can't spell. Oblivious to what goes on in the world, which is like, nigga, ain't nobody oblivious to shit. It's just the fact that these two dudes, these random dudes who are being accused of being a DL couple, it's like, why do we got to keep perpetuating and projecting our sexuality and projecting our fantasies onto them? Because they go to the gym, they work out, they got the muscles. The one guy has like one of them like African shells on one of his locks, you know what I'm saying? So people thought, oh, well, that's definitely an indicator that he's the bottom, da 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 da, and the other one's the top, blah 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 blah. It's just like, what are we like? Why do we keep doing this? Seriously, I want to know why. Why do we keep perpetuating this shit? It's super draining, and this topic is truly old and motherfucking tiring. Like, it gets more weird because, again, it's mixed in with fantasies. A lot of you girls want these men to be DL for your own fantasy and satisfaction. Bruh, porn is still free 99 unless you want to go support one of the OnlyFans girls, which most of their shit gets bootlegged. I mean, I'm just saying, until they can track it down and then get it taken down for copyrights. But then somebody will just re-upload it with a different title. Hey, you know what I'm saying? But it's just like, this shit is tiring and old. It's just like that narrative that people feel like a straight man can't have a gay male friend because that automatically makes him gay. Now, mind you, I have a handful of straight male friends. They know how I get down and they don't care. I do not hit on them because those are my friends. I'm not like some of you girls who think, oh, I could turn him out. Yeah, no. Yeah, no, you can't turn. First of all, this whole idea of turning a straight man out is feeding into the DL machine. Once again, if a man is gay or curious, questioning, whatever the case is, bisexual, if he ends up fucking you, he fucks you because he's attracted to men as well as women. Or again, he's curious and questioning. And because you are his gay homeboy or one of his homeboys who just so happens to be gay, you know, y'all go at it one time, bang each other brains out, whatever. He tops you, you top him, whatever, whatever. Y'all flip flop, whatever, whatever. That's that. But a straight man, a 100% straight nigga, is not trying to, you know, poke you. He's not. Y'all could be the last two motherfuckers on earth, zombie apocalypse type shit. He will still not, well, shit, in that case, he might, because hell, maybe he got tired of using his hand and y'all may have ran out of Vaseline. Who knows? In a scenario like that, maybe, girl. But in this case scenario, we got to stop that, because again, this is what stops straight guys from being friends with gay guys, because, oh, I don't want to be affiliated with that gay shit. When it's like, whole time, this one of the coolest niggas that you ever did meet. And especially if y'all have history and go back to when y'all were children, you know, in fucking diapers growing up. And it's like, as time went on, y'all discovered and, you know, discovered yourselves, went through puberty and all that. And your homeboy realized, oh, my God, I like guys. But he was so afraid to tell you because he didn't want you to think that he was always checking you out. Which, that's the other thing, too. Y'all, like, nigga, not ever. First of all, if you can't pull a woman, what makes you think you can pull a guy? Because not all of us are thirsty dust buckets who are desperate for some male attention and attraction and affection. Not all of us are riding the train of thirst, okay? Not all of us are doing that. Not all of us are doing that. And we have to stop with this hyper fetishization of black straight men. Because again, we're perpetuating this shit. Again, this is, if you want to say that I'm defending straight men, go right ahead. But it's more so I'm dismantling this idea of the DL download discreet man. I'm deading that because that needs to be dead and gone. That needs to be dead and gone. And then for others, somebody to say, if they're not gay, they're selling the idea of being gay. Nigga, what does that mean? How are they selling the idea of being gay? Because they are hanging out at the one guy's place, making fucking protein shakes, eating some fruit, having some laughs, chit-chatting, and then they hop in a car, go to the gym, then they go to like a sauna or whatever, or like this like indoor pool at a hotel or something, and then they get dressed to the nines. How is that selling gay? What the fuck are you niggas talking about? Like, what the fuck do you niggas really be talking about? Do you bitches not realize how dumb you sound? Like, what is selling gay? What is selling gay? Because by that logic, if for those of y'all who remember, Pretty Ricky, you know, R&B boy band, they were grinding and damn and dancing around each other. And it was for the women's. Okay, shout out to Andrew. What was that nigga's last name? I forgot, but shout out to him. But just because y'all see something as gay, it doesn't mean that that's what it's actually given. Y'all keep projecting. Again, just because you're gay, not every nigga is gay. Not every man is gay. And I'm saying this as a black gay man who is proud of his sexuality, but I don't go out of my way to think that every dude I come across is gay. A motherfucker is straight until further notice, baby. A motherfucker is straight until further notice. Because my thing is, if a motherfucker hitting on me, baby, you ain't gay. I mean, you ain't gay. Jesus Christ. You ain't straight, okay? And if you hitting on me and you find... Call me so I can get it juicy for you. Shout out Lil Wayne. Probably his problematic ass. Oh, Jesus Christ. But it's just crazy how us as a community, we fight so hard tooth and nail to demand respect acceptance, all of this shit, you know, protection, whatever, but mainly respect. That's one of the main things that we fight for and we demand, right? But then we turn around and you have these types of people who are making, who make it their mission to make everybody out to be gay and disrespecting their boundaries, disrespecting their identity. We have to stop believing that everybody in the world is gay for the simple fact that they have a friendship that can be deemed as quote unquote too close. Unless we seen these dudes hug in that video, which you don't see them hug and grab each other's butts. You don't see them kiss each other on the cheek or kiss each other on the mouth or hold. They don't even hold hands going into the gym. They don't hold hands going into the indoor pool sauna or whatever they were, wherever it was, with the body of water that they were going to. You don't see them holding hands when they're walking outside the hotel. You don't see that. You don't see that. But because a lot of you girls are miserable as hell and you have no substance, that you have to do piss poor bullshit ass shit like this, these antics online to say, oh, yeah, they're a DL couple. What? Huh? Like, what the I hate y'all. I hate you miserable bitches so much because y'all be the main, y'all be the same ones who will say some shit like, I'm trying to think of something that you bitches would say that would have us looking at you like, what? Y'all will be the main ones who will be like, oh, not here. Y'all say some I'm really trying to think of a scenario, y'all. I'm really trying to think, because y'all will be the same bitches because y'all go out of y'all way to say, oh, they got to be gay. They got to be gay. Then when somebody turns, well, you know, when one of these, okay, fuck it. When one of these gay for pay motherfuckers show their true homophobic colors, y'all will be the same ones talking about, oh, well, we got to defund these gay for pay niggas and they can't keep disrespecting us and taking our money. But you're funding them, though. But you know why? Because of this DL fantasy that y'all keep projecting onto these straight men. And they know that y'all, first of all, they know a majority, because it ain't all of us, but a majority of y'all are thirsty for some attention, for some six packs, greased up, oiled up. They got the chiseled chest, chin, whatever. They got the long, big, long dick, the fat ass, the fat muscle booty. All they got to do is bend over one time, you know, be greased up, all this shit, spread them cheeks. Don't matter if it's clean or not. They got to do the bare minimum and y'all throw hundreds of thousands of dollars at them. How many of these gay for pay motherfuckers have y'all made low-key millionaires or at least 1,000 heirs or 100,000 dollar heirs? How many? Too many to fucking count. That's what. That's what. Too many to fucking count. It's like we got a real, but because again, y'all be the same ones who are so quick to call anyone out for being homophobic. But deep down inside, those calls are coming from inside the house. The eternal, oh my God, I'm sorry for getting tongue-tied. It is a result of internalized homophobia that is perpetuated so much that, again, here you go misdirecting and your misdirected anger and, again, internalized homophobia is just spewing out and bleeding out on everybody else. It's like time and time again, we see why relationships, friendships with straight men are just like so demonized. They keep getting demonized that, oh, y'all can't be that close as straight men. Y'all gotta be fucking. Why? Because you want them to be. Because you want them to be. You want them to be, don't you? Yeah, we got to do better, y'all. We have to do better. And again, if you want to say I'm defending straight men who wouldn't piss on me if I was on fire, girl, if that's what you got to say, fine. But it's more so I am dismantling this whole idea of the DL man, the fantasy that a lot of you girls like to keep up and keep alive. Because, again, y'all be crying wolf when you get disrespected by these gay for pay motherfuckers. But then here y'all are talking about these two random niggas that you don't know to be gay, but you want to project that, oh, they got to be fucking because y'all want to watch them fuck. That's what it all boils down to. You got tired of seeing the niggas who are gay fucking. So it's like, oh, I need to see two straight dudes fuck on each other. So you want to see limp dicks just slapping against each other because there's no way they dicks is going to get hard for each other unless they are heterosexual, huh? Homosexual or bisexual or pansexual. That's the only way. That's the only way. That is the only way. That's the only way. I just... It's truly exhausting, and we gotta stop this projecting and just love on yourself and stop feeling like you gotta label everybody as gay just to make yourself feel comfortable about, again, your otherwise miserable existence. Oops, did I say that too loud? Yeah, sure did. So what? I mean, that's all I got for this segment. You know, we're going to move on to the next one. If I have anything else to finish off this segment, I will come back. But let me know what you guys think about this. Seriously. Like, what do you guys really think about this? Like, do you think that we can, if we really do a lot of the work that needs to be done in-house, can we do away with the DL epidemic? Because I'll call it an epidemic before a pandemic. But do you guys think that we can do away with it if we have the conversations and do the work to combat this need to project our sexuality onto every other man who is heterosexual until further notice? Like, do you guys think that? You know what I'm saying? Like, let me know for real. Because it's just, I don't know, man. Shit is just, it's getting weird. Okay, it's getting weird. Okay, it's getting weird. And we just need to do better. I am calling my community to task to do better. Stop projecting and feeling like you got to say that everybody else is gay, because that shit is not okay. That shit is not okay, because we cannot be out here demanding respect and still fighting for our rights that the Supreme Court, with the help of the Republicans and Trump, are fighting hard to take away from us. These same fucking rights that it just seems like motherfuckers don't give a fuck about. We can't be demanding respect and all of this shit and fighting for our lives if we're going to then turn around and be like, oh, he gay. He gotta be. Oh, they fucking. Oh, that, because what? You want them to be? That's all it boils down to, is, oh, I want them to be, so I'm going to say it. And then when you get checked on it, then you want to be like, oh, well, y'all mad because y'all know I'm telling the truth. Whose truth are you telling? And it's not even a truth. It's a distorted version of your truth from your delusion of grandeur mindset. Your delusion of grandeur as mindset is going to get you fucked up in the end. It always does, you fucking moron. Anyway, y'all. We will be right back after these messages. Thank you. Because I'll be reading these bitches, don't I? Thank y'all for tuning in to the Royal Hour Podcast with your good guy here, Prince Onyx. We will be right back after these messages. Okay? Mwah. No bars. No balls. Okay? God damn it.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Just wanted to remind you again and thank you all for tuning in to the Royal Hour Podcast with your good guy here, Prince Onyx. Please be sure to leave a 5-star rating and comments and feedback. I love that, but also more importantly, it helps with pushing me and the show and my royal court, you all, and my lovely guests who I have on here from time to time, through the algorithm. Doing that helps all of us win in the grand scheme of things. So again, thank you for tuning in, and be sure to leave a rating and tell a friend to tell a friend and leave a comment. We at the Royal Hour Podcast love you guys for that, and we thank you and appreciate you all tremendously. Thank you. Alrighty, and let's get back to the show.
And welcome back to the Royal Hour Podcast with your good guy here, Prince Onyx. Okay, so I hope you guys enjoyed that segment. I had to split it up, as you can tell, with the editing. But I hope you guys enjoyed that segment and was able to take something away from it. Because, again, at the end of the day, we got to do better. We have to stop projecting this idea that every other man is gay and this whole DL shit. We have to kill the DL man phenomenon. We have to silence it. We have to nuke it. We have to neutralize the situation. It has gotten out of hand, so we can't say we got to neutralize this before it gets out of hand. Baby, it has gotten out of hand. I can't tell you the amount of guys who are openly gay who will be quick to tell you about their DL tales. Fucking the DL tales of the damn crip. Okay, like, you know, and it's this weird fascination again with turning a straight man out. But I'm sorry, but typically, normally, straight dudes don't know how to clean out. It's a lot of straight niggas who are so adamantly proud of the fact that they don't wipe their asses or wash their asses. So if this nigga was to be gay, you're sticking your dick in him or eating his ass.
you know what I'm saying? There's not going to be a shitty situation. You're not going to play in mud. But if it's a total straight, if it's a straight nigga, yeah, you playing in mud, baby boy. I don't know what the fuck to tell you, but you playing in mud. Like niggas, like straight niggas, and even though there are some gay girls, you girlies who be painting down too. Y'all are some fucking descendants of Picasso, okay? You know what I'm saying? It's like, baby, y'all are the Scatmaster 9000 cult, okay? So, if, like, when you really think about it, it's like no straight man is really out here really checking for you niggas. He's not checking for a nigga. He's checking for a woman. He's not checking for a man. Oh, excuse me. He's not checking for a man. And we got to let that go. We have to release ourselves. Well, y'all do, because, baby, I'm not out here chasing after no straight nigga. I may have, you know, thought about, look, when I was in high school, yes, I did have crushes on straight niggas in my class, niggas who was in another, like, if they were sophomores, juniors, seniors, yes, I had my crushes, but that's all they were crushes. And when I was, you know, pleasuring myself, yes, I thought about them, but I kept it to myself. I didn't go after them being like, hey, what are you doing after class today? Or, hey, what are you doing after third period? Oh, what are you doing after school? You want to hang out? Oh, I could tutor you in this. I could did it. No, bitch, I wasn't doing none of that. I wasn't doing none of that because, one, it wasn't giving that they were, you know, a part of the limp wrist mob. You know what I'm saying? So it wasn't giving that, even though there were some niggas in my school that were definitely on the DL. And I found that out through guys, other gay guys who were bold about their sexuality, but who also had fucked them. But that's another conversation for never, because, again, there were some DL niggas, but hey, they was DL, let them be DL. Because that's some shit they got to take to the grave. Like, that's some shit they got to take to the grave. But also because DL men do not really attract me. I'm not attracted to them. Because if I can't be out in the open with you, if I'm out the closet, what makes you think I'm finna go right back in the closet with you? No, I'm serious. What the fuck makes you think I'm finna go right back in the closet with you? What makes you think I'm going back in the closet with you? Like, the fuck? But again, there are some of y'all who are willing to get banged out in the closet. So, you know, hey, if you want your closet or his closet to smell like booty juice, go right ahead. Because y'all let this over hypersexuality lead y'all into a fucking sex dungeon. If you really wanted to, you could lead yourself into a sex dungeon of doom. But anyway, speaking of hypersexuality, let's go ahead and let's pivot over to the next topic. So, somebody on Twitter, username Elvis Mac, Elvis MC at, I can't even really pronounce your heart, wait, Herc underscore heart girl. Look, I mean, he has an interesting name. But anyway, he posed a question that really is an interesting conversation that I've had numerous times. So I'm going to have it with you all, my royal court. And it goes, is it possible most gays are hypersexual because we never had proper conversations about our emotional and mental health in comparison to our straight counterparts when we needed validation in our formative years? Are we as a people broken? Baby, when I tell you the amount of the responses that came towards his way, Jesus Christ, he woke some shit up that a lot of the girls got upset about, which a lot of the girls like to deflect. Here's the thing before I dive further into this. Yes. Men across the sexuality spectrum and across the race spectrum are all fucked up due to toxic masculinity, this Eurocentric system of patriarchy that is really out to destroy and kill all of us, including themselves, the creators of it, because they are the type to, that mutation of humans, they are the types to cut their noses off despite their face. So don't think that they're not, they're only tearing us down, they're also tearing themselves down too. But getting back to this, because there were some responses to this that I actually did appreciate because it helped to bring stuff into full circle. So we're going to go to the conversation that Smack This Cake had brought up, which I love that. That's a cute name, too. But I love what he had to say. So he said, I think it's men in general. It's just more complex in our community because queerness being taboo, most of us had to explore their sexuality and sex on their own. Shout out to Patti LaBelle, okay? On their own. Anyway, on their own. Without anyone to ask questions to and or take advice from. So then Elvis says, my thing is now that we've explored, when does the exploration stop? When does the exploration end? because it doesn't even seem to end when they actually find a relationship either. Which, you know, and sidebar, before we really delve deeper into it, it's like, okay, you go and sow your wild oats, as they say. You know what I'm saying? You basically go out and be a hoe. But when does this need to keep fucking and 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 fucking end? It's like, okay, you done fucked your way through the whole fucking community. Let's say, okay, in Boys Town here in Chicago, or you done fucked your way through half of Manhattan, Brooklyn, the Bronx, Harlem, and you know what I'm saying, Brooklyn, you know what I'm saying, all the way in New York, the fucking five boroughs of New York. You done fucked your way through Dallas, Texas, Austin, Texas, El Paso, Pasadena, well, I said Houston, right? Houston, Dallas, Austin, you done fucked yourself all the way through Texas. You done went from Dade County to Liberty City. You done fucked your way through all of Florida. You done fucked your way all from San Francisco to West Hollywood to North Hollywood to what I already said, San Francisco, right? Baby, you done fucked your way all the way through the West, because that's how we kick it on the West Coast. Baby, you done fucked your way through the West Coast. Like, nigga, you done fucked your way through Utah, through Seattle. Depressing ass fucking drug addicts on the street ass Seattle. Like, bruh, when does it end? And then you get in a relationship that's fulfilling. It's healthy. He meets all the requirements, right? But for you, it's still not enough. So you got to explore more. And then you end up ruining that relationship. And then you keep going and keep going. It's like, yo, when does that shit end? But to which, you know, luxury, a.k.a. smack discount.
Hey guys, what's going on? It's your good guy here, Prince Onyx. I just wanted to give you a friendly reminder once again. Please be sure to leave a 5-star rating and a comment and tell a friend to tell a friend. Because when this show grows, so do you as the royal court. So I want to thank y'all again for tuning in and just give a friendly reminder to be sure that you are sharing with your friends, your family, your lovers, hell, your one-off, jump-off, whatever the case is, and let them know the Royal Hour is the place to be and the podcast you want to listen to. And now back to the show.
So again, the guy meets all the requirements, and yet here you are still finding a way to fuck, and you want to explore, and it's just like, yo, what the fuck? But again, going back to what Smack This Cake was saying, Chad, that name is just hilarious, but like he was saying, anybody can get in a relationship, but not everybody is ready for a commitment. Some are scared. Some have been hurt. Some just don't want to. But it's harder to change when you've been used to a lifestyle with zero commitment. Now, pause for that. I understand that because that's it's an excuse and a valid. Oh, God, because I hate I'm healing right now, y'all. So I really hate validating bullshit of, oh, I've been hurt before. Bitch, I've been hurt, too. Shit. But you don't see me out here fucking hurting the next motherfucker who is showing. He's a good man, Savannah girl. You don't see me out here fucking hurting the next motherfucker. Like, and this is not it. Smack this cake. This is just, again, healing. But anyway, y'all, you know, it's like motherfuckers say, oh, I've been hurt before. Bitch, I've been hurt, too. But the difference is, it's like, yo, when you got somebody who is willing to go through the obstacle and overcome the obstacle with you and fix whatever the situation is together, that speaks volumes versus the motherfucker from the past who didn't give a fuck enough to fix the situation with you and left your ass high and dry. Because a nigga will be quick to say, my man, my man, my man, and that same man will leave your ass for dead, bitch. Now what? Now what? But when you have somebody who's like, yo, babe, let's fix this together. I'm with you. I'm not going anywhere. If we're in a fucking tornado, if you will, metaphorically, and my feet are planted in the ground, just like yours are, and you feel like, oh, I can't hold on to you because you're slipping away. Baby, I'm not slipping away. I'm literally here. I'm here in the storm with you. I'm weathering the storm with you. I don't mind getting wet, bitch. If it's gonna rain, oh yeah, come on in. Like, bitch, if it's gonna rain, let it the fuck rain. Let it rain. Rain down on me, bitch. Let your love just fall like rain. Bitch, rain down on me. And I'm still here, my nigga. I'm still here with you in the rain. I don't mind the fucking rain. It ain't gonna, because guess what? I know that it ain't gonna rain forever, baby. The sun and the rainbows do come back out eventually. But sometimes it's like, yo, if you're going through it and I'm committed to you,
That means I'm committed to all of you, not just some of you, not just the parts that I like. Because I've experienced that where niggas, they like parts of me, Prince Onyx, and they like parts of Arkeer. They like parts of us, but they don't. But to accept us fully, to embrace us fully, to accept and embrace and love all that comes with us, they don't want to do that. But in turn, here I am, here I was, accepting all parts of them. All parts, flaws and all. But what I'm not finna sit here and do is accept your, if you're broken to the point where you have trust issues, relationship issues, hell, every relationship to you is transactional and you don't really want commitment, but yet here you are crying down the fucking timeline online, or you hitting me up randomly talking about you miss me, but then I reciprocate that and I'm like, oh, hey, I miss you too, let's hang out, and you don't respond, fuck you. You don't miss me, you just miss the parts of me that you fucking like, nigga. Fuck out of here. You bitches don't miss me. You miss the parts. Here's the thing. Go play with them other niggas. Because that's where you feel safe at, right? Go play with them other niggas. Go. Go over there. Go where you're safe. Don't fucking come back here because, bitch, you might not fucking be safe, ho. Anyway, because a lot of, like, niggas don't want to commit. It's like, I get it. We've all been hurt. But the difference is do you continue to let that hurt rule you and dictate the rest of your life? Or do you go get some fucking therapy? Do you heal? Do you find ways, even if you can't afford therapy, nigga, there's other ways to heal. Do you sit down and talk with God, with spirit, with the universe, whoever the fuck you believe in? Like, bitch, if talk to Satan. Talk to Lilith. Talk to some fucking body who can fucking help you heal, nigga. Go heal. So that you're not doing this same shit over and over and over again. Because the problem is going to come where you're going to come across that person who's going to take the same amount of hell that you've taken me through. That nigga finna take you through at times the power of 30. Now what? And then you'll realize, damn, ain't nobody else was holding me down like Prince Onyx. Damn, when nobody holding me down like Arkeer. Let me text him and try to get back into his life. Bitch, those doors ain't open. They're locked and shut. Better yet, the door has been dismantled and destroyed. It's gone. It's gone. You had your fucking chance and you blew it. You fumbled me and you think I'm finna just let you fumble me again? Bitch, is you dumb? We all know the answer is yes, but I wanna add, I wanna hear it from the fucking horse's mouth. Is you dumb? Is you cool? You're clearly not. So fuck you. Anyway. I am very sorry, y'all. Again, this is not to blow y'all fucking eardrums out. It's just because this thread, I agree with everything that was being said, because it's like the hypersexuality, the late adolescence. My theory has always, and this has been proven true. Gay black men, because again, we're keeping this in-house. We're not talking about the Asians. We're not talking about the Southeast Asians, aka Indians. We're not talking about the Latinos. We're not talking about the whites. We're not talking about nobody else but us, okay? This is for the niggas, strictly for the niggas. This is for the niggas, the real niggas. We're talking about us, because I'm tired of people being like, oh, well, let me reach out to my neighbor. Girl, fuck your neighbor, even though you probably already did fuck your neighbor, but fuck that motherfucker. We're talking about us. We're keeping shit in-house. Stop going to somebody else's house with our fucking problems. We're in the fucking living room, shoes and socks off, which hopefully your feet don't stink, and we're having an Ayana Van Zandt moment, bitch. Okay? We're having a fucking moment. Come together, the fucking circle of healing, bitch, and not a circle jerk, but a circle of healing, ho. Anyway, so, my theory has been, and again, it has been proven true, that oftentimes, there are a lot of black gay men in their 20s. They are making up for what they missed out on in their adolescence, in their teen years. Then in their 30s, they're making up for the previous decade, which was their 20s. Then in their 40s, they're making up for the previous decade, which is their 30s. So on and so forth. It's like this insinuous game of catch up. It's like, again, being in the hamster wheel, if you will, this eternal loop within a hamster wheel where you're just running and running and running and running. You're trying to race against time, but time is going to move how it moves. You cannot manipulate time. We all have our timelines, right? Like, I feel like by now, at the age of 29, baby, I should have been famous. Beyonce should know me. Viola Davis, Angela Bassett, Kiki Palmer, all the girls and the niggas should know me. I should be, you know, I should be where Issa Rae is. I should be here. I should be did it. You know what I'm saying? But baby, I'm not there yet. But goddamn it, I am somewhere. I'm somewhere different than where I was when I was 21, when I was 20, when I was 18, 19, 22, when I was, you know, 17, when I, you know what I'm saying? I'm somewhere different within my career, but I also know that the timeline, the real timeline, it's on its way. I just have to prepare myself, you know, stay ready so you ain't got to get ready. But, you know, I've also had to think about everything that I've went through, you know, minus being famous. All the shit that I've had to endure, it's like, baby, if I had to endure that shit with the world watching, oh, bitch, I would have cracked probably. Baby, I'm telling y'all right now, I would have cracked. But I've been able to, not crack, but I've been able to, you know, break down and, you know, get myself together in private and with trusted friends, even though my trust issues are definitely, whew, Jesus Christ, all over the place. So if I really trust you, which damn near this podcast, I am really trusting the audience, you all, my royal court. I'm really trusting y'all. I have cried on this mic to in y'all ears. I've gone through it on this microphone with you guys. This auditorial, what do you want to call it? Series, whatever. This project, I have like been so vulnerable with y'all. So vulnerable. So vulnerable. And I'm still here delivering a form of vulnerability that I feel comfortable with doing. Y'all get to hear me be passionate, compassionate, sad, unhinged at times. Y'all, you know what I'm saying? Y'all experience all of that. And I want to say thank y'all again, seriously, because it's not easy, you know, because my thoughts, I feel like sometimes I'm the only one who has these thoughts. But what I've been finding lately, thanks to social media, is that there is a tribe out there for me. We just have, it's just a matter of us, of our paths crossing. And when the paths do cross, you know, shout out to my mutuals. Y'all know who y'all are. Y'all go up for me. When y'all see me dropping tweets and hell, even if I'm reading a bitch into the ground and beyond, y'all be here for it. Because other people have tried to label me as, oh, you're a mean girl. No, bitch, I'm not these mean girls who moved to New York or moved to Cali, changed their whole fucking appearance to, you know, try to attract the same man who in turn don't want they ass. And so they decide to keep being a mean girl, a passive aggressive bitch, a fucking cunt. I ain't that. Okay, I don't need to. Here's the thing. Even if and when I do go to the gym, start going to the gym to work my body out, bitch, it's just for me. It's not for no nigga. It ain't so I can attract the motherfucker, because here's the thing. You could be physically attracted to me, but if we're not connected spiritually, metaphysically, mentally, and emotionally, what the fuck is we doing? We just fucking on each other? Okay, that's fine and dandy. You're a friend with benefits. You're not going to be my man. We're not walking down any aisle, okay? Let's get married. No jagged edge, bitch, no. Let's just fuck tonight and whatever other day we want to fuck and get it out the way. Because one thing I'm getting tired of, you put your trust in a nigga, stupid hoe, how you figure? He won't fuck your best friend, probably your sister. Okay, like, girl. But no, I'm not a mean girl in the sense of like these other bitches. I just talk my shit and pop my shit. Okay, I'm not these mean girls who will literally say out their fucking mouth that, oh, black men are emotionally unavailable and unsuccessful. But nigga, oof, child, because I just read somebody. I'm going to get to that. Fuck that nigga. Because, baby, the T, I found out about that motherfucker. It's like, boy, please, you moved to New York and changed your whole fucking appearance, cut your hair, all this other bullshit, just to fit in to this aesthetic. That it's just like, y'all do anything to, y'all sell y'all souls, y'all morals, your ethics. You sell every part of your identity to become a distorted version of yourself. Again, to attract this, you know, theoretical black man who in turn, it's a theoretical and realistic black man who in turn don't even want your ass because they see through you like you bathed in Windex, bitch. Anyway, child, I don't even know how long this segment is, y'all, but child, y'all are getting an earful and I love y'all, okay? How you doing? Child, speaking of Wendy Williams, keep her in y'all prayers, seriously. But anyway, whew, I pivoted a lot, did I not, okay? Whew, we're going to go back to Smack This Cake. So he then followed up after saying the whole thing about lifestyle, you know, being a, you know, it's hard to change. It's harder to change when you've been used to a lifestyle with zero commitment. He followed up with, also, we objectify each other a lot. being in the dating pool as a gay man feels like you're an item that everyone checks out until one person finally buys it. We're so focused on the standards that are set for us that we fumble real love and genuine connections over abs and hairy pecs, which Jesus Christ, he woke it up. Then Elvis MC said, I get that, but even I can say I need to be physically attracted just as much as I am mentally and emotionally. Is that wrong? Which, sidebar, it's not wrong. I mean, here's the thing. Nobody wants to be with somebody who they're not physically attracted to, but it's a matter of like the other things, because you can't just have physical attraction and sex. If that's the foundation of your relationship, that relationship is doomed to fucking fail. That relationship is doomed to fucking fail. See, here's the thing. I thought me and the magician were, hell, we were connected. We were on all levels. It wasn't just physical. We were connected. Like, when I tell you good conversation, this nigga, Jesus Christ, okay? But because of his past, because of the hurt and the trauma and how he operates and, you know, just everything, he threw us away to end up with a nigga that is just sex-based. It's just sex-based, but it's funny how this nigga keep asking about me through a mutual party, which I'm gonna say this, leave her the fuck out of it. Stop it. Every time you see her, stop asking about me. You have my number, nigga. Fucking text. But you're afraid that I'm gonna curse your ass out. Nigga, I'm in therapy. And even if I did want to curse you out, I wouldn't even do that, because it's like, bruh, I'll curse you out behind your back. I'm not finna curse you out via I'm not trying to do that toxic shit. We can talk it out like adults, or you can keep being fucking weird. Pick one. But leave the mutual party out of it. You want to know how I'm doing? Nigga, just fucking ask. You the one who said that we could still be friends, right? Like, I hate that shit. Don't say that we can still be friends, but then you acting weird towards me. Don't do that. Because it's funny how my ex before you, me and him legit are friends. Do we talk every day? No. But we talk, once a while, whatever, whatever. And he legit checks on me. Because after our breakup, I was really fucked up behind him. Even though I knew that me and him were not going to walk down the aisle, that's okay. But, you know, I thought we would at least be together for like 2-3 years. But it was a year, which, I mean, hell, I'm going to be honest with you. That's an accomplishment for me. I made it a year in a fucking relationship. That's a fucking accomplishment. You know what, bitch? This weekend, I'm going to pop open that fucking bottle of an Issa Rae's Prosecco, and I'm going to drink. And I drink to the cheers to that, bitch. Shout out to Rihanna, okay? I'm going to drink to that. Because, bitch, I made it a fucking year. If I can make it a year with a motherfucker, who, even though we ended up falling out, but we, again, in the confines of the relationship, we became friends. Bitch, I made it a year with him. And while me and you, Mr. Magician, Mr. Nigga, only was hot and heavy from September, October, November, December, 4 months. Those were some of the best 4 months of my motherfucking life, because you made me feel what my nigga from a year never could and didn't. But that's another conversation. But stop being fucking weird, nigga. Anyway, bitch. Going back to the point, it's okay to be physically attracted, but everything else has to be connected as well. Because again, you cannot build a relationship off the foundation of just sex and physicality. Because that's when the relationship is doomed from the start. Because what if your partner gains weight? What if that six pack becomes a keg? What if, you know, again, the six pack goes away, their hairline starts to thin, they have to go bald. See, I'm bald by choice and by force because of my genetics, but whatever. But I'm proud of my bald head. If anything, I look better bald. The fuck? Okay, I look better bald, okay? Shit, that way when a nigga hitting it from the back, oh, Jesus Christ. Anyway, flashbacks. Trauma. Anyway, trauma. Oh, God, I ain't got fucked in so long. Jesus Christ, since December. Help me. Send help, okay? God, send help. Because ain't nothing like a motherfucker. Ain't nothing like a nigga grabbing your hips and hitting that shit from the back. Oh, my God. See, niggas don't want me to start topping because I'm, baby, 2024, somebody getting this dick, okay? I already got some people in mind. Y'all getting cheeks clapped. Boom, boom. Anyway, But yeah, I'm proud to be bald. You know what I'm saying? But again, like, what if your partner he doesn't start to look the same way he does when y'all first met. Because I fear for the niggas who are hardcore gym rats. What happens when one partner stops wanting to work out and they're okay with the whole idea of, quote unquote, letting themselves go, which is not really letting yourself go. Your body changes. Because I'm going to be honest with you, them niggas who are gym rats, the amount of manipulation you have to do to your body and the cost to maintain that shit, bitch, when I pay off these credit cards, and again, if I do decide to do a gym membership, I better be well the fuck off. Again, I better be getting invites to the fucking Rock Nation brunch type shit. Bitch, I better be rich sex, if you know the bussy word for Ben's truck. Rich sex. Like, girl, I better... Generational wealth, bitch, okay? Because, girl, ain't no way. Because all the protein shakes and pre-workout. And, again, like, the amount of videos I've seen of motherfuckers vomiting in the gym. It's like, damn, no wonder why they have garbage cans damn nearby every fucking machine. Because they know motherfuckers at one point is going to be, like, throwing up and just puking their guts out. Like, girl, like, I just... What people will do just to... The vanity of, like... Vanity is such a hot commodity. Such a hot commodity in the system of capitalism. What you won't do to get a fat ass and maintain that fat ass. Thick thighs and this, that, and the third. And did it. It's like, baby... I fear for y'all who are in relationships with, you know, the gym couples. They go to the gym, workout. Because, baby, let one motherfucker stop going. Let's see how long y'all going to last. Because then again, when the physicality starts to change, are you still going to be there for that person? They you know, start gaining weight. They, you know, whatever it is. Things that turn you off. Things that challenge you. Are you still going to be there? Huh? Are you still going to be there? Are you? Are you still going to be there? Are you still going to be there? Okay, like, are you still going to be there? The people want to fucking know. But anyway, getting back to the point, I have pivoted a lot, okay? Because I want to give y'all a good-ass episode, because this shit is a day late and a dollar short. Or in this economy, $20 short. So, bitch, somebody better cash out me $20 after this. Anywho, so going back to it. So like Elvis MC had asked, you know, is it wrong to need that physical attraction, you know, as much as the mental and emotion and emotional attraction? So Smack This Cake said, it's not wrong at all, because you should absolutely have standards for yourself. The wrong part, the wrong part would be to let someone go solely because of how they're built. You can always change how you look, but what's the point of having a gorgeous house if there's no furniture inside? Bitch, when I tell you that was a word. That was a gorgeous house, a $5 mansion, but it's empty as fuck on the inside. Empty. Empty. Like a lot of you bitches who ain't got no walls, but that's another conversation. Okay. You know, so it's just like, because here, let me see, what else was said? Because, bitch, he was eating. He was fucking devouring, okay? Devouring, okay? So then he said something else about, that's a very good question, in my opinion. It ends when we stop chasing what we think we want and start realizing what we deserve. It ends when we stop choosing the easy way, sex, and start doing the hard work, love. Because again, it's easy. Anybody can be in a relationship. Anybody can fuck. The hard part is when you stop going after sex. Fuck me, nigga. The hard part is when we stop going after that. We stop going after what's easy and we start doing the hard work. Again, you can be in a relationship with somebody, but if you do not love and like that person, that relationship is just, it's not even a relationship. It's a situationship. It's my situation. Again, the way that we label certain things, because there's power in the tongue and words mean things. It means a lot. I won't call what me and the magician had a situation. That was a situationship. It was a relationship. Then the ex prior to him, that was a relationship. Those were not situationships. I've had situationships prior to the both of them. Didn't feel so good. I've had friends with benefits. Ooh, Jesus Christ. I've had benefits prior to the both of them. Friends with benefits prior to the both of them. And eventually, you know, shit just got tired. Even though I do have one friend with benefits, shout out, that motherfucker been hanging on to me something serious. But that's because, my pussy is good. I don't give a fuck what nobody say, okay? Nigga been hooked on me like a motherfucker is hooked on phonics, okay, since 2018. Okay, baby, please don't play with me. But I loved what he said, is that, like, basically, you know, going back to Elvis MC's point, is, you know, at what point, because where was the question? Oh, yeah, when does the exploration end? Again, it ends when you stop going for what's easy. You stop choosing the easy route and you start doing the hard work, because love is hard work. Commitment is hard work. Again, if somebody is committed to you, they are committed to you. When you have your good days, your bad days, your celebrations, your highs, your lows, your failures, when you're breaking down, when you really are fucked up, and they the only person, when you're surrounded by so much noise and you're crashing out, they the only ones that can, like, they know what to do and they do it. You don't even have to ask, can you just support me, please? Like, no, you don't even have to ask. They just, baby, what do you need? I'm here if nobody else is here. Like, the magician, that nigga was there for me during a situation where I crashed the fuck, well, shit, not even crashed out, but I was about to take a nigga to the grave. And he was there, and I was just so upset and so enraged, but I loved him. And I apologized to him after the fact, because it's like, baby, I wasn't mad at you. It was that other motherfucker who was fucking with the whole project and production. It was him. I was pissed off at him and what he was doing, because it's like, bruh, whew, that's another conversation, baby. That'll be for my documentary. But anyway, it's like he was there when everybody else was trying to calm me down. Him holding me, even when I was fighting him off. Oh. Because I'm trying not to fucking crack, y'all. I'm really trying not to. Because like I said, yesterday was a fucked up day emotionally, because I miss him. I don't hate him. I hate what he did to me. Yes, I hate what happened to him that made him how he is. But I don't hate him. I hate how life will just fucking play with you. And it's like, damn, it's like life is going to keep trying you and keep trying you, only for life to realize and the universe to realize, damn, this bitch just won't give up. You damn right I won't. But when I was like really going through it, like I was saying, and he just held me, that shit really helped. It helped in ways that nobody else in that room could help. We're getting very sensitive today, are we not? God damn it, because it's just like, try not to cry, y'all. Fuck. Anyway, like I was saying, though, it's like, you know, we have to make the active decision and choice to stop choosing the easy route and the easy way out. We have to. Because, we have to acknowledge that, yes, black gay men, we're talking about ourselves. Niggas get upset when we talk about this. Niggas get upset when we talk about hypersexuality and try to say, oh, that's not a real thing. That's just made up from heterosexuals. No, it's a real fucking thing. We have such easy access to sex that's all a motherfucker wants. But when somebody actually is legit just trying to have a conversation with you, go grab drinks with you. And grab drinks, not that in the hopes of, oh, okay, let me get you liquored up and sauced up so you can suck my dick, or we can go back to the house and I can bang you out, whatever. No, it's just, yo, let's go grab a drink. Let's get some coffee, some tea, a coffee date, a smoothie date, bitch, a cafe date, fucking ice cream date. Just chill with a motherfucker. Just get to know somebody. Like, we don't know how to date. We don't know how to date oftentimes because of how, okay, again, you weren't out of the closet when you were a teenager. And so you waited until your 20s and then you felt like, oh, fuck, I got to make up for my lost time. Baby, that time is lost. It's lost. It's gone. There is no making up for it. And you got to be okay with that. You have to be okay with that. When I, like, even though my mama knew that I was gay, because I knew I was gay at the age of 7. But she knew even in high school, you know, that I was gay. She was just waiting on me to say it or whatever. But once I came out when I was, 21, 22? I want to say 21. Once I came out, once I came out, I didn't think to myself, oh, I got to make up for the time I lost in high school. For me, it was just, okay, I'm out, you know, out. I mean, my friends knew, but family was the last to know. But my mom knew, whatever, because black mamas, them and their intuition. But I wasn't looking to make up for lost time because that time was gone. Would things have been different if I was out in high school? Maybe. Maybe. Would things have been different if I actually took a guy to prom instead of my first girlfriend when I was out here being a fake bisexual? Yes, I had a fake bisexual era. yeah, maybe. Maybe things would have been different because I would have dated those earlier dating experiences. If I would have been out in high school and dating then, those early, like the shit, I'm gonna say this, maybe the shit that I dealt with when I did come out and I started dating, I may have avoided, or I may have still went through it just in my 20s versus when I was a teenager. Again, had I would have been been out. Damn, my bad. My voice trying to run out on me. Run out like a nigga running out on a check in a restaurant. But anyway, things would may have been different, but it is what it is. I've made peace with that. A lot of the girls ain't trying to, they have not made peace with their past. They're steadily trying to run from their past. And it's like, baby, you got to make peace with that shit. Okay, you know what, y'all? My throat is going out. I need to take a sip of water. I want to continue this conversation, but we'll be right back after these messages because, goddamn, my voice is running out something serious, okay? Something serious and vicious, okay? But anyway, thank y'all for tuning in to the Royal Hour Podcast with your good guy here, Prince Onyx. I'm going to go lubricate these vocals, and we'll be right back after these messages, okay? Okay, peace. We'll be right back. We will be right back.
Didn't see you come creeping into my attic. Messy, isn't it? Well, no matter. No matter. Welcome to Mary's Attic, the storytelling podcast where your host, that's me, tells you tales that range from the horror section of my collection to the fantastical lands of fairy tale fan fiction. I'm so pleased that you have decided to join me as I take you through tales of mystery and mayhem. Whatever podcatcher of your choice that you are listening to this on, be sure to subscribe, comment, leave a 5-star review, and tell anyone you can about this old attic of mine. After all, attics are truly more cozy when you have someone to share them with. Don't you agree? Mary's Attic is produced by me, Crystal Mary, whose artistic endeavors can be viewed at Mothlace, MOTH_LACE, on Instagram, where links to my Redbubble and published works can also be found in the description box. See you all in the attic.
And welcome back to the Royal Hour Podcast with your good guy here, Prince Onyx. Whew, Chad, I had to get myself together, regroup, gather myself, and here we are, okay? Back together again. Okay, here we are, okay? Staying alive, ha, ha. Okay, Jesus Christ. But y'all get it, staying alive. Okay, anyway. So, what was I saying? So getting back to the whole point with hypersexuality and stuff like that with black gay men, what I don't like is how a lot of, in that conversation from Elvis MC, is that a lot of guys were really trying to pivot and deviate and be like, well, it's man in general. Of course it is. It's man in general. But we're talking about us, men who have sex with men, same gender loving men. We're talking about us. Why must we again go outside the gate and go down to the neighbor's house to ask for a cup of sugar? Bitch, the pantry has sugar in our house because, you know, sugar in the tank. Get it? But anyway, bitch, we already got what we need. Like, why is you going down there? Because you're trying to fuck being inclusive in this conversation. Fuck all that inclusive shit for right now. Fuck that. Fuck that inclusive shit for right now. We are talking about us, okay, in relations to how we interact and communicate. Because, you know, it never ceases. It never ceases. That every 6 months or so on Twitter, for example, somebody will put up a tweet talking about, oh, I'm looking for friends. I'm tired of friends that want to fuck. I don't fuck my friends. Nigga, you a lie. You done fucked your way through all of your friend groups. That's why you online now talking about how you're looking for a new friend group or you need friends that ain't always trying to fuck. Because a lot of y'all create your tribes based off of attractiveness, based off of looks, appearances, the social status, you know, money, economic status, all the job status, whatever. The aesthetics, how good y'all looking. Pictures, going on trips and all this shit. Y'all create friendships off of vanity, off of surface level shit. as well as, again, attraction. So that when you're, so here you are fucking on your friends, but then you're going to later say, oh, I need friends who ain't trying to fuck. But it's like, that's because you have been fucking on your friends, that one of the friends ends up getting in a serious relationship. He ain't trying to fuck his friends anymore. Y'all get jealous of him. And then to try to do, y'all do everything in your power to destroy his relationship. Because, oh, I no longer have sexual access to you. How dare you get into a serious thing when what I thought we had was serious? Bitch. And it's not to say that you can't fuck your friends, because, I mean, here's the thing. There are some who I've had relations with, and we are, well, shit, I ain't going to say we good friends, but it definitely made things awkward, unfortunately. It's made things awkward. And it, because it takes a certain level of maturity and conversation, really knowing each other to know, hey, if we were to ever cross the threshold, even if it's just one time, we, you know, whether we are sober or we're, you know, off of edible or had a few drinks or whatever, and we just doing it just to do it, if we can still retain our friendship how it was prior to that encounter, that speaks volumes. But if you're going to be weird towards me and I peep it and I see what time you're on, even when I'm checking in with you after the fact, because I can tell, damn, things are kind of awkward between us now. So if I'm trying to check in with you, and it's giving that you don't really want to address it and you want to act like it didn't happen, okay, we can act like it didn't happen. But then if I notice the frequency in our communication decreasing to where it ain't even that we talk once every blue moon, damn near once every year, or just, you know, hell, if you happen to cross my mind and if I happen to cross your mind randomly, damn, you know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, it's like niggas will say, oh, I'm tired of friends who just want to fuck. It's like, well, you've been changed the way that you create your friend groups. Change the way that you create your friend groups. Because again, you create friend groups, a lot of y'all, based off of attraction. Based off of attraction. Based off of how good they look. Like, y'all create friendships out of vanity, bitch. Like, you bitches are slow. You bitches are dumb. Real in real life and online. And then y'all get mad when people clock y'all and say, hey, well, I don't have sex with my friends. And then you get mad at them. But it's like, yo, they're being honest and genuine and standing in their truth. You ain't standing in nothing but a pool of fuckery. A pool of fuckery and delusion. I'm just saying. But I think also, you know, when it comes to the whole thing with hypersexuality, we have to, because everything goes hand in hand, right? So we have to remember that, you know, due to the AIDS epidemic, it literally took away practically a generation of gay men, black and brown, you know, it took a generation away from us, damn near, practically. And those who were left, you know, they did what they could. They did what they could to survive. It's why gym culture is so prevalent in our community, because during the whole AIDS epidemic, when you looked skinny, people thought, oh, shit, you got the package. You got the virus, the AIDS. So what did they do, guys? Started going to the gym and working out because they wanted to look healthy. They wanted to, it was all about the appearance, so that even if a motherfucker did have it, you couldn't tell because, oh, well, he works out and he eats clean and he does this, that, and the third. Oh, my God, so-and-so passed away. Bitch, the virus ain't finna be like, okay, this motherfucker going to the gym, I'll leave their body. No, baby, I'm still here and I'm still ravaging your insides. I'm still killing you. You're still deteriorating. You're still going to die from complications and pneumonia, bitch. Like, I'm still going to kill you. But, you know, again, guys just started going to the gym, working out, and just, you know, it's just the way that we operate. As this old world continues to die in a new world, I'm not trying to be on some new world order shit, even though it's definitely given that, but the new world is continuing to be born right in front of us, and the old ways and systems and everything that people held near and dear and thought was the right way to be and operate is dying and being done away with. These are conversations that we need to have to do away with those things. I'm not saying that you got to stop going to the gym, but let's do away with this need to be so vain. To where it trickles down to your fucking relationships. Let's do it to your friendship, your friend groups, and all of that. Let's do away with this shit that's no longer serving us. Let's realize that those who came before us, yeah, they had to cruise in bars and bathrooms and parks. They had to do that, in, you know, back in the day, you know, the 50s, the 60s, the 30s, the 20s, whatever. They had to do what they had to do. because of how homophobic society was and things like that. But it's a new dawn, new day and shit like that. Because I just, now I know what I wanted to pivot back to. Bitch, I'm a genius. Going back to that whole DL situation, right? The reason why I personally do not have and will never have an ounce of respect for DL men is because so many will be like, oh, but you got to understand where they're coming from, because maybe they're afraid of losing their job. Bitch, that job is going to fire you whether you take dick in the ass or not. These jobs don't give a fuck. But if you're in a state and if you're in a position where you can sue your company for discrimination, because that is discrimination, you sue their ass. Oh, well, what about the church kicking them out? Baby, God is still with you. The church is a false house of God. God is everywhere you are. When you are on the fucking E-way or just driving around in your neighborhood at night to clear your head, God is with you to make sure that your raggedy ass get home too, instead of dying in a fucking freak car accident. If you go by the water or you're walking in the forest or whatever the case is, God is with you. God is everywhere. God, you don't have to just go to the church to talk with God. Talk to the creator. You talk to God wherever the fuck you want to talk to God. God knew who you was before you got here. God knew. Because are we not a reflection of God? So who's to say that God didn't want to live life? Oh, excuse me. Live life through the eyes and the guise and the body of and the journey of. Oh, excuse me. A black gay man. A black lesbian, a black bisexual woman, a black non-binary, gender non-conforming, queer person, pansexual person. Who's to say that God didn't want to live these different versions of life? Because again, if we're a reflection of God, God knows your heart. God knows your heart. And I know a lot of people are not religious. I understand that this is spiritual. Fuck religion, because religion has indoctrinated us to where people are kicking out and disowning their family, which leads me to my next point. Oh, what about their family disowning them? Terry and Soul Food taught us best. Fuck the family. Because that family, they only liked you for what you were doing as far as, you know, financing them and helping out because, oh, you got a good paying job. And, oh, you make us look good. But you being who you are and living and standing in your truth, that somehow fucks up the family image. Not the uncle or the aunt or the family friend that everybody knows is a fucking child molester or a rapist, or you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, that ain't fucking up the family image because y'all protect them. But somebody who is just simply attracted to the same sex and not attracted to children, somebody who does not have to sexually assault somebody just to get some pussy or get some dick, you know, that ain't that. Oh, don't demonize that, but let's demonize the homosexual in the family. Let's demonize the lesbian in the family, right? But this is more so towards my niggas, the gay niggas, okay? We're talking about the men's. The men's. We're talking about the men. Like, you know, demonize you, but not demonize the motherfucker who out here fucking on kids. What? Like, make that shit make sense, y'all. Please, somebody make that shit make sense. How is it we gonna demonize one, but not... How is we going to demonize one who shouldn't be demonized, and instead of demonizing the person who should be, oh, no, we're going to protect them. What? Make that make sense. For real. I'm so fucking for real right now. Make that shit make sense. So, and then to go as far as to, it's one thing to have a beard, you know, have a fake girlfriend or wife who, 9 times out of 10, they be knowing your tea, but, you know, especially if you're in the industry of entertainment or even outside of entertainment, but you're a millionaire, billionaire, whatever, you know, you got all this money somehow, some way, you got a good career. Yeah, she'll cover for you as long as the money's coming in. She knows that when you go on them cabin trips on, you know, the what is it? I don't know, guys night out or some shit, you probably busting niggas down and getting bust down yourself. She knows who she waking up to. She knows who she's laying up under. She knows. She fucking knows. But again, she's only there as long as the money is there, my nigga. What's good? But to go as far as to then procreate and have children? But then also, let's go back to it, just having the girl, having the wife, and you're still fucking around on her with other men. It's like, yo, what the fuck is you doing? What is you doing? Live in your truth. But don't, if you're in denial, yo, be in denial, but you do not gotta drag somebody else into your bullshit. Do not drag somebody else into your fuckery. That's where I have a fucking problem, because then you fucking on her, you fucking on him. Most likely you ain't using a condom with neither one of them. Then again, the STD rates are still skyrocketing. I mean, a lot of these viruses are becoming antibiotic resistant, certain strands, to where the antibiotics that we have on the market can't even fight the shit off. So a motherfucker could literally be walking around with gonorrhea for life, or at least until they find an antibiotic that gets rid of it. A motherfucker walking around with syphilis for life, with chlamydia, gonorrhea, syphilis for life. And yes, even if you are HIV positive, there's Biktarvy. That's one of the pills, one of the medications to help keep you undetectable. So therefore, you cannot transmit HIV to anyone else. But it's just still the fact that, like, yo, that it's just, bruh, if you're going to be in denial, my nigga. But you don't have to drag somebody else into this shit. Don't drag somebody else into your fuckery. Don't drag somebody else into your bullshit. Don't do it, baby. Please don't do it. If you give a fuck about, if you really gave a fuck about yourself, you would live and stand in your truth. Fuck your family. If they gonna disown you, fuck them. Because whole time, they didn't really like you. Because if they really love you and accept you, they're going to hold you down and be 10 toes down for you. That's your first, that's supposed to be your first fucking support system. God damn it. So fuck them. And if your friends turn their backs on you, fuck them too, because they were never your fucking friends. That job fires you, you can always find another. Fuck them. And if you can sue them, do it, because that's discrimination. The church, fuck the church, because the pastor the whole time is a child molester or a money-grubbing fucking rapist. An adulterer. Getting all these women pregnant by fucking on the first lady. But they so focused on the sin, quote-unquote, of homosexuality. Fuck them. Fuck them. Because they think that they're going to be marching their way to the pearly gates. Bitch, you hoes is going to the fiery gates. Now what? So I say that to say that it's like, you know, we can be understanding. Well, I'm not when it comes, and I never will be, nor will I have sympathy or empathy for a DL man. Because when you are grown, when you are financing yourself, when you are able to take care of yourself, you don't owe nobody shit. Stand in your motherfucking truth. But I say that to say that when it comes to this whole conversation of hypersexuality, we as black men got to fucking do better. We really do. We really do. It's 2024, y'all. Let's stop with the fuckery and the games. Seriously. Let's stop. And make a fucking change, bruh. Seriously. For real, for real. Because what the fuck is going on around here? But anyway, y'all. Whew. That is all I got for this week's episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I hope y'all learned something from it. Please, as always, give feedback. You know, I love it when y'all talk back. I actually, little sidebar before we get out of here. Somebody had responded to a Q&A of mine on Anchor. Well, Spotify for Podcasters. That's what it's called now. But somebody had responded, and I definitely will look at that, because I do want to do another episode talking about that whole situation with Tiffany Red, with the Beyonce songwriter stuff. I do want to do that. So that's going to be a separate episode, because I forgot my iPad at the house. So I'm recording this with my microphone connected to my phone. So I can't play the downside is I can't play the video for you guys, because I'm going to play the video so you guys can hear what Tiffany Red is saying. And then we're going to talk. That's how I do it. So I can't do that because, you know, iPads at the house. But, you know, I'm going to probably do a bonus episode for you guys and drop that. If I have time and if I really stay on top of it, like if I do it tomorrow, I'll schedule it to drop like Monday or some shit, or maybe Wednesday, Thursday of next week. Because then by then I might have some other stuff to talk about as well. So, yeah. But other than that, I thank y'all for tuning in. Please be sure to rate 5 stars, comment, share, tell a friend to tell a friend. And thank y'all for tuning in. I know things got a little emotional for your boy during one of these segments, but I, you know, hey, I trust y'all. I'm okay with being vulnerable with y'all. And this is my story. I ain't got no shame in this shit. But anyway, y'all, I will talk to y'all later. This has been your good guy here, Prince Onyx. And yeah, peace out, y'all. Love y'all lots. Love y'all deep. And yeah, go out and be great. Okay. And please, motherfuckers ain't stopping me. Okay. Peace. Hey guys, what's going on? I just wanted to let you guys know before we get on up out of here with your good guy here, Prince Onyx, I just want to let you lovely people know where you can find me. So if you are in the TikTok streets, you can find me at Prince of the Go. That is PRINCE. OFTHEGO. And the GO is short for Chicago. Or you can just simply type in Prince Onyx and I will pop up. Now, that same name I just gave you, Prince of the GO, you can also find me under that same moniker over at Instagram. You know, trying to keep in tune with the whole Prince royalty background, you know, the brand. And you can also find me under my second Instagram, Prince of Gotham, with the number 1, and Gotham, like, you know, Gotham City, you know, in case you guys haven't put 2 and 2 together, comic book reference. And you guys can also find me at Fanbase Prince Onyx. And you can also find me
on these Twitter streets, Prince Onyx World. Now that, after you spell out Prince, the Onyx is O-N-Y-X, all capitalized, and World is spelled W-R-L-D, so it's World minus the O, and that is all capitalized as well. So be sure that you are following me and keeping up to date with me and staying in touch with me, as I want to hear from you lovely people. And other than that, we will go ahead and get on up out of here. So I love you guys lots, and let me know your thoughts on this recent episode. Until we meet again, peace. Oh, and how could I forget? You can also find me on YouTube, Prince Onyx. Hello, come on now. I'm definitely trying to keep this brand going and going and going and going. Not even trying. I am keeping this brand going. But again, I just want you guys to know where you guys can find me. All right, talk to you later. Peace.